We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school wrestling, the state tournament going on this week, one of the biggest events in the state of Iowa in high school sports. Riverside will have a strong contingent. And joining us now, Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Wrestling. And, Coach, how are you feeling as you head to the state tournament?
Doing really good right now. So, kids are doing well, wrestling well. It's an exciting time of the year.
It's a special time, and you got a special group of seven going on. I mean, what can you say overall about your kids that you're taking to state this year?
They just did well. They competed hard. Can't ask any better of a group. You know, you always wish there's a couple more that you could have made it there, but that happens on that end. But the kids are locked in. They're really focused, ready to go.
Well, I mean, like a kid like Jackson Gordon at 144 pounds, he had to come back and win in a wrestle back round. You had a couple, I think, that had wrestle backs. But for Gordon to do that, how does he take that experience at districts with a wrestle back like that and take it into the state tournament? Does it fuel him a little bit?
Yeah, it does. You know, you get put a little bit of extra pressure on yourself. But the big thing here, which we talk about to Jackson, is success, confidence, and believing in himself, you know. Jackson is a very special talent. He's very, very fast on his feet. When he moves his feet, he can get to a shot anytime he wants. That's the biggest thing with him is keep the confidence and keep believing in himself.
And then guys like Davis Brom and Drew Anderson, who are district champs, Taven Moore had a great district tournament. What can you say about mm-hmm. these guys and to get that opportunity to get a first round bye at the state tournament? That's pretty big.
Yeah, all three of those guys are locked in and they wrestled really, really well, you know. And it's good to see those three guys, you know, do well. Last weekend. I'm really excited about the progress I'm making. We're just going to keep building this week to get them even more locked in.
What can you say about maybe a couple of the heavier guys like AC Roller at 175, Caden Forstall at 215? What do you think about these kids as they go into state?
You know, AC's been wrestling really well. I mean, he to get out, he had to beat a returning state qualifier. He was one match away from placing. The kid came down from 190. And that semifinal match he won was big. It was a really big win for him. And was really excited to see that. I thought we wrestled pretty well in the finals. We were deep in a couple shots that we need to finish. The big thing with him was just keep staying on attack, driving through all shots and stuff like that. But he's been really locked in and really focused, and I'm excited to see some great things this week with him. You know, Kane Forrester had a rough go last year, got beat, same scenario last year, to wrestle back, not to go, and he's been dealing with some knee problems all year, and he kind of put that aside and stayed locked in and, you know, won a very gutsy wrestle back. You know, that was a match could have gone either way, and he found a great way to get his hips where they need to be and to get the win. And like I said, he's, you know, that was his number one goal, you know. I'm not going to let last year's results affect this year. And he didn't. So it was really neat to see his mindset there.
Yeah. And then at 113, can't forget about Kingston Kerrigan. What do you see from him as he heads to state?
Just let it fly. I mean, he's a big 13-pounder. He's going to be bigger than most 13-pounders, and he needs to use his strength, and he needs just to use his aggressive attack. And if he does that, great things are going to happen this week for him.
And just what is your message overall for these kids? We don't even want to talk about last year right now. We want to talk about what they can do this year and their past this year and what they can accomplish. What's your message to get them ready for that?
Big thing is we are ready to go. I mean, they got to believe in themselves. They got to believe in the talent. You know, obviously, the one we got going up there can medal very, very high. And that's the big thing we're saying. You know, you guys have wrestled with the best of the best all year in the state. We set our schedule to wrestle the toughest competition we can find. You know, we traveled out to Eastern Iowa State Duos, Yet Creston Tournament, Sergeant Bluff Tournament, Corning Tournament. I told you guys, we're batter tested. You know, the state tournament's nothing different than what tournament you've been in. And go out and leave your mark, and good things are going to happen when you do that.
And how can you just describe what it's like to be at the state tournament? You've been there many times. You see many kids that competed on those mats. The atmosphere is unlike any other. You know, how can you describe what it's like just to be there and experience it?
It's a fun experience, you know. And that's the big thing we tell the kids, you know. You got to enjoy it, but it's a business trip. And you got to remember that. You know, take in some of the downtime, take in the feel of it, take in the atmosphere. But when it's go time, we are back in our zone. We're back locked in, you know, on that. And that's the biggest thing, you know, being competing at the state tournament and now coaching there for 20-some years. You tell the kids it's nothing different than any other tournament, you know. You've all been there before. We've all been to Dawson Nationals. We've all been to State AAU. We've been to big tournaments like this before. You know, just enjoy the moment, but stay locked in.
Very good. And we will have coverage of your Riverside Bulldogs and all the area schools. The 1A session will be in the afternoon, starting at 1:30 with first round and second round and first round consolations on Wednesday, February 19th, 1:30 to about 5 o'clock. We'll have live reports throughout the afternoon, interviews, everything on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you at the state tournament. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.